It is the Live Wire. Welcome back. I told you a while ago I was going to have Mick O'Keefe in studio. We've a bit of news for
Waterford.
We
do indeed.
Well, you have a bit of news. I don't have any news. I want to know what the news is.
Something exciting. So South was a venue in Tramore. It seems like a bit of a dream now all these years later because the building is no longer there. But for a couple of glorious years at the beginning of the new millennium, Tramore was the clubbing capital of Ireland. We had a 2,200 capacity club that all the top DJs in the world came to. We had Fatboy Slim, we had Carl Cox, we had Roger Sanchez, Boy George, Sasha, Digweed, Laurent Garnier, Dave Clark, Slam. It was madness.
I love the way you just roll it off like it's nothing. It feels like a bit of a fever dream sometimes, Mick, because like you said, this was the biggest club in Ireland, in Tramore, and then the biggest, the creme de la creme of international DJs been flown in.
It was a crazy idea.
Wow.
We had links, myself and Vince, who was a partner, John Reynolds from Dublin, Pod, and all those great festivals all together now that he's set up. He was another partner, Paul Jackman from Tramore, so there was four of us in it. We had great links with the DJs from the festivals that we were doing in UK and Ireland, Homelands, Creamfields, Tribal Gathering. So once they heard of this magical, mystical super club in Tramore, they were all interested to come.
That's insane. That is insane. And like, again, it seems so novice for us now, but I know you know this anyway. Obviously, I've got a segment on the show called Retro Rewind. At least once a week, we talk about South on Retro Rewind because I'll play a song and I'll get a text. And I always say, tell me your memories. Tell me your memories. And people texting, oh my God, Gemma, I remember South. I remember the couches. I remember shifting this fella. I remember this was on. That was, I was, the hair was stuck to me with sweat. Like it was just, it was a moment in time. And I mean, look, not to be negative about it, but you kind of look at those moments and you go, will we ever see the like of it again? But
It was very much of its time.
Yeah.
That was the whole era of super clubs in around the New Year's Eve 99 and all of that went on. And people still talk to me all the time about it. Most particularly the opening night because 25th of October 2001, Paul Oakenfold came over to open it for us. He was playing two gigs that night, Tramore and Dublin. So he came on early. The club was open at 7. He walked up the back steps to that famous high DJ booth. And he was genuinely shocked himself when he looked out and 2,000 clubbers there waiting for him. He started off with, I think it was Resurrection by PPK.
Wow.
Finally, 2,000 people singing all the words back to him. Mm. He just looked genuinely chuffed. And the big news is I've tried on a couple of significant anniversaries before, but for the 25-year anniversary, 26th of September, Saturday night, just along the bay to my new gaff, The Haven, which I'm booking for Paul in Dunmore East, Paul Oakenfold is going to come back and play for us as a 25-year South anniversary show.
I can just imagine people in their cars right now or in their offices or whatever. So you haven't slipped into, you know, sleep. You're not dreaming. Paul Oakenfold is coming to Dunmore East this coming September.
And not only that, but four other fantastic DJs that were on the bill that night, particularly Billy Scurry, who I think most people genuinely say he's the best DJ that Ireland's
absolutely
ever produced. He played originally on that night, so he's playing before Paul. We've some local lads that played Will Power, Warren Savage and Jerry Byrne. Jerry used to be in BPM, the record store. He was our kind of local resident DJ. I don't think any of them have played for years, but they're all coming back for this one.
Oh my God, that is insane. So like people who were there on the open night way back when have the opportunity to literally relive their youth again, their misspent youth, for one night only.
True.
In the Haven.
We can't fit all 2,200 of them.
Ah, come on, Mick.
You'll have to be fast to get those tickets when they go on sale this coming Friday. The doors are going to be the same. It's going to be 7 p.m. doors. Mm-hmm. All those other DJs are going to play first, and then Paul's going to close the show this time and stay down in the lovely Dunmore East.
That's insane. What's it like for you? I mean, because obviously this is going back to, and when you're talking about it, even you can see how fond the memory it is. So what is it like for you as the person who first, you know, came up with this idea, now coming back and been able to realise that dream for people of my age again? Because like that was our kind of glory days. We've all gotten a little bit more old and sensible, hopefully. And now there's an opportunity for one night only to have that madness back again.
Well, it's going to be great. I suppose there's nothing like nostalgia, really. I mean, I was quite good friends with Paul when I was living in London. He used to play at a club called Home. He was resident for a couple of years, and that's how the whole Homelands thing started. I haven't seen him since that night in 2001. So it'll be nice to reconnect with them, have a few beers, catch up and hit that dance floor.
Mick, when's the book coming out?
Sometime down the road.
I'd say there are some stories if the walls in South could talk. This is incredible. Remind us again, tickets on sale. Where can we get them? All that crack.
Okay, the date is Saturday the 26th of September. The Haven, Dunmore East, 7 o'clock until late. And the tickets are on sale this Friday at thehavenhotel.com/events.com.
Perfect. Well, look, do you know what? We can't talk about the night and not play a bit of PPK. Sure we can't.
Oh, you have it lined up. Brilliant. Okay.
Mick O'Keefe, a gentleman and a scholar. I cannot wait. I'm going to be up front and centre. Thank you so much for joining me.
I'll see you there, Gemma, right at the front.